Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Every time I return here to France, I'm reminded of our debt to one of history's first whistleblowers. His name was Georges Picquart. He was a French army officer who uncovered a scandal that shocked the world. That would be the Dreyfus Affair. Maybe you studied it in high school. In 1894, an artillery captain named Alfred Dreyfus was caught passing military secrets to the Germans. He was convicted quickly and sent to prison on Devil's Island. But the debate over his possible innocence raged on back in France. If you haven't heard of the Dreyfus Affair, you soon may. A new feature film by director Roman Polanski has gotten raves here in France and just opened in the U.S. It's called An Officer and a Spy, after the best-selling Robert Harris novel it's based on. The French title is J'accuse, meaning I accuse. The headline on a famous pro-Dreyfus editorial from 1898 by the novelist Émile Zola. The film focuses not so much on Dreyfus or even Zola as on Georges Picquart and his lonely quest for the truth. Picquart had been a note-taker at Dreyfus's trial, much like Alexander Vindman, the White House military aide assigned to monitor that phone call between Donald Trump and the president of Ukraine. Like Vindman, Picquart thought something was fishy. He sniffed around and learned that Dreyfus had been framed. The army needed a scapegoat, and Dreyfus was Jewish in an age of smoldering anti-Semitism. Picquart eventually fingered the real culprit, a well-connected officer who was being protected by higher-ups. But Picquart was told to keep his mouth shut. Like Vindman, he refused. In retaliation, Picquart was harassed, indicted, and forced to resign. If all this seems depressingly current, the new film and French history offer us a little optimism. French public opinion, inflamed by Zola, the press, and leaks from Picquart, began to tilt in Dreyfus's favor. He was given a new trial and acquitted. So was Picquart, who rejoined the army and served until his death a decade later. Dreyfus went on to fight in World War I and died in 1935. France is filled with statues in his honor. I've yet to see a monument to Picquart. Yet it was this courageous whistleblower who not only resolved the Dreyfus Affair, he also established, for France and the entire modern world, the primacy of justice over politics and over cover-ups from on high. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.